Blog Talk Radio.
Franchise Foundry coming to you from Houston, Texas.
And Jack Munson of Minolto, Inc. coming to you live from Chicago, Illinois for yet another episode of Social Geek Radio. How are you doing tonight, Deb?
I am doing well, but you know, with every conversation we have to start off with, how hot is it?
You know, it's that time of year that I really do enjoy talking to you, because about 10 months out of the year, your weather is always nicer in Texas than it is in Chicago. But in the month of August, we're sitting here and it's a nice breezy 82 degrees in Chicago. And I think it's just a tad bit warmer than that in Texas tonight, right?
Yeah, probably 110. But, you know, it's Texas, so that we just have to deal with it. So that when we are doing our show in February and you're telling me how many feet of snow you have, I can say I'm wearing my flip-flops and I'm outside having a good time.
Right.
So, yeah,
it's okay. And it's kind of the same thing. We just, you know, adjust the temperature setting inside, make sure you've got a good Wi-Fi signal, turn up Social Geek Radio, and get to work. So great.
Yeah.
So tonight, Deb, why don't you introduce our special guest? I understand it's someone who was one of the first guests of the Social Geek Radio program almost 5 years ago, right?
Yes. So we have Skylar Fox with us. And the other thing that our listeners probably will not know after we introduce Skylar and the company is with and get into conversation, but Skylar actually put together our Social Geek Radio jingle. So that intro that you just heard came from Mr. Fox himself, who put that together for us. He's a pretty geeky guy. So with that, Skylar, it is a pleasure having you on the show again, because you were actually on, I guess, within the first 6 months that we did Social Geek Radio. So welcome back.
Well, thank you guys so much. And another little tidbit is that the female voice you hear in that song at the time was my girlfriend and is now my wife.
I did not know that. Well, congratulations. That's good to know.
Wow.
Thank you very much.
Another member of the Social Geek family. So excellent.
Yeah, good. So now, Skylar, you are based out of New York, correct? Are you in New York or New Jersey?
Our offices are out of New York, about 40 minutes north of Manhattan.
Very good.
And I personally live in northern New Jersey.
Northern New Jersey, my old stomping grounds are New Jersey itself, not northern New Jersey. But so you are the software developer, a development manager of Heartland Payment Systems, and we are going to talk tonight about a topic that both Jack and I were saying earlier, we know very little about. We know credit cards because we use them, and then we have these new credit cards that have these chips in them, but it's all about the EMB technology. So why don't you start off and tell us, you know, what is EMB?
Sure. So EMB is basically a group of a bunch of different credit card companies that got together and came up with a standard for a more secure type of credit card. And the way that you see it is this little chip that you have in your kind of modern credit cards. And it's a replacement for the magnetic swiper that you used to have on your old cards. And it can contain a lot more information than that could be contained on that magnetic swipe. And it can also encrypt that information, which the magnetic swipes don't generally do. So going forward, there's a big liability switch that's coming in October for most businesses, where they're going to try to make a couple of changes to how the liability of credit card transactions work to encourage merchants to make the switch to be able to support this better standard of credit card security.
Cool. And I actually have one of those, but when I received mine from USAA, geez, it seems like it's been 4 or 5 months ago. I had no clue. You know, they didn't tell me, or they did. I didn't pay attention to it. So, like, what is this? Why is this important? And what am I supposed to do with this? So, and how do I use it? Now that I am using it, I see that there's a couple of different nuances with it. But, you know, how is the EMV card normally used?
So normally when you have a traditional credit card, you go up to the, card swiper and they swipe the card on the side of the screen or at the PIN pad, you swipe it and type in your PIN, and that's kind of the end of the transaction. With these new EMV cards, it's a little bit of a different process flow. So what happens is you take your little card, you dip it into a slot that's usually below the PIN pad, and you leave it in there until the transaction's finished. Depending on the type of card you have, it'll either prompt you to sign on the signature capture device on a receipt, or it could prompt you for a PIN in a debit scenario. And that's the main difference. The transactions take a little bit longer, but they're significantly more secure. There's a way lower risk of fraud happening because of using an EMV card.
So, Skylar, tell us about that lower risk of fraud. Is it something with encryption on the chip on the card that can't happen through the magnetic strip on the card, or exactly what's the difference there?
Sure, it's a great question. So part of it is that the EMV chips have the ability to encrypt the card data on there, whereas when you swipe a magnetic card, a lot of times it's stored just as plain text data. So you could swipe that into Windows Notepad and see somebody's credit card information. So it's not really very secure. In addition to that, the EMV chip can store a bunch of other information about purchases and whether the card's valid and things along those lines that the magnetic swipe wouldn't be able to do. So it adds a little bit of extra security, extra information on the card so that processors and banks and issuers can, clamp down cards that they know to be fraudulent or allow cards to work in environments that ordinarily they wouldn't have worked in.
Yeah, I was amazed. I was in the UK a couple of weeks ago, and I was amazed at how every place that I used the credit card had the the chip and dip system, right? And
sure.
Fortunately, I have a card that already has the chip in it. But I did not realize how prevalent that was all across the UK and from what you're saying, all across Europe at this point. Is that correct?
Yeah, very, very true. So I have a little anecdote about this. I was in France for my honeymoon, not to plug my wife too much, but we had a great honeymoon in the south of France, and we went up to get gasoline in our rental car, and it was an unattended gas station. There was no one there. And we only had American credit cards that didn't have a chip. Well, we couldn't get gasoline. So the progress over there is so much further that in a lot of unattended terminals, they don't even accept swipe cards whatsoever. And we had to find some very friendly French people in Provence who would allow us to pay them in euro in order to have them use their card to fill up our tank.
Mm. Wow. You know what? And that's something that, when people travel and they go international, they're relying on their credit cards because you don't want to carry a lot of cash. So that's surprising. That would take me back. I don't know what I would do. It's like, why isn't my card working?
Sure. Well, luckily in America, at least for the, foreseeable future, well, every terminal is also going to still accept swipe transactions. So even if you don't have an EMV card, you're still going to be able to use your existing credit card without any issues whatsoever.
Are most of the major credit card companies, though, now going to the EMV card with the chip in it? Is that something that, all cards will go over to at a certain point?
I mean, my understanding is, yes, that most banks and card issuers are already making a big push towards replacing their existing customers' cards with chip cards. But if you don't have one or you mail or something along those lines, you'll still be able to use your existing swipe card too, which brings us to an interesting distinction here, which is that the liability shift is just about who's responsible for fraudulent transactions. Is it the merchant or the bank? And with EMV, the only area that's being switched in terms of liability is if a customer comes to a merchant with a chip card and the merchant does not have the ability to accept a chip transaction. They can still do non-chip card transactions, swipe, and the liability is still going to be on the banks in those scenarios. It's just this one specific scenario that they're switching the liability for.
Well, and I've noticed in the retail stores, so one that I was in the other day, and I, as I said, my card is already chipped, I noticed their payment machine, I thought I was supposed to put it in, you know, a certain way because it had the chip, and they said, oh, no, you know, you need to swipe it. It's like, but you have the machine where I can put the card in. She said, oh, but we haven't activated that yet. And then the cashier even looked at me and she said, and I have no clue what all this means. It's like, oh, so when are they going to educate their cashiers and retailers on this technology? It's going to be interesting.
Yeah, it's a very real problem for sure. And a lot of the terminals you'll see may be EMV ready, but as you experience, they're not activated yet. Additionally, just
right.
because it has the slot for the card doesn't necessarily mean that PIN pad is going to work. So there's a lot of merchants that have to make some changes to their in-store hardware, get new PIN pads, update their technology, and it's a big change for a lot of people.
And I would assume too, the biggest part of that change is, as Deb just mentioned, is the education process. So if we're talking about a franchise system with hundreds of locations and hundreds of franchisees, it's not only setting up the technical aspect, but also if each location has 2, 3, or 10 or 15 people who may be taking payments or running the cash register, that's now you're suddenly talking about thousands of people, even in a mid-sized franchise system, that need to be educated on exactly what's happening with the changeover and the new system and everything like that. So there's like a whole training process that will be coming down the pike.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a real big issue for a lot of different franchises, just from the cashiers all the way up to corporate. There's a lot of people and the corporate side of things that are still trying to figure out what their EMV strategy is going to be, just from a technological standpoint, but also from an education standpoint, and even just trying to understand it themselves and where they fit into this, for sure.
Right. And
with the liability change happening in October, I guess to me it would make sense for a franchise system to say, well, if we're going to make the change anyway, we might as well do this before October when we may be liable for something else as well. Is that are you seeing sort of a rush to make a change right now with a lot of companies?
Yeah, we're definitely seeing an uptick in the conversations about EMV, especially people asking a lot of questions to us about EMV, you know, us being a point of sale company, people say, okay, well, what devices are you going to support? What features in your software are you going to support? We get a lot of questions about Apple Pay, which has been a great driver of EMV for, I think, the entire industry, because Apple Pay is, you know, it's the new hot feature. And, it's a great, really, really cool thing to do. If you've ever paid with your iPhone, it's really, really super fun.
Mm-hmm.
And Apple Pay is EMV compliant using a subset of features of EMV called contactless. And I believe, and I'm not 100% sure on this, but that Android Pay will also be EMV compliant when that's finally released. So That's been a really, I think that's one of the areas, at least for America, that's been one of the bigger drivers for EMV, is that people are interested in accepting contactless payments.
Cool. Now, how does it work with, does it affect the Square? You know, when people are taking payments by using, I think the only thing you can use is the Square where they insert it in their phone and take credit card. Does that change anything?
Yeah, there's a, I'm not 100% on Square, but I believe that they are either already have or working on, I'm sure they must be working on an EMV and contactless reader. But a lot of the PIN pads that are already out there at stores are already enabled for contactless. You'll see the little icon on there. It looks kind of like the Wi-Fi icon that kind of lets you know that you can kind of tap and pay. So it's good. But if you're using Apple Pay to do that kind of transaction, you're already doing an EMV transaction.
Got it. So if a retailer is accepting Apple Pay, and I don't know how big that is right now, if that just is sort of getting off the ground, or if maybe it's a lot further along than from what I've seen, what's happening on the back end? Is that a major investment that a brand or a franchise system has to invest in to take Apple Pay, or is that relatively simple?
Most of the PIN pads over the last several years have contactless abilities in them. So I can't really say one way or the other whether or not any particular brand has or hasn't. I don't really pay attention as much as I should when I'm buying stuff, but most of the modern PIN pads and the things that we're working with do support contactless. It's pretty popular. But if just because you have a PIN pad that accepts contactless doesn't necessarily mean you're doing an EMV transaction, you know, it may be an EMV transaction when you do Apple Pay, but if you swipe your card, if you're swiping your credit card, it is not an EMV transaction.
Right, right, because you're just still using the magnetic strip like you were 20 years ago.
Exactly.
Got it.
Great. Now, before I have to mention, we have the chat open. And in Skyler, you'd like to I wanted you to know that BJ Emerson is listening and Dana Lopez are on, and they wanted me to give a shout out and say hello. So we've got some Social Geek Radio friends that have tuned in, and they had a question, and now I've lost it. Sorry. I'm trying to read the chat, see what's going on there. Anything else that franchisees or franchisors or retailers, small business owners should know about this technology? If this is, you know, they're like, oh, geez, I'm listening tonight and I know nothing about it. Where do they start, and what do they tackle first?
Well, there's a lot of good information on it, and Heartland actually has a pretty good customer-facing guide that'll, you know, different people can read it and understand what it is. There's always a Wikipedia page that'll give you way too much information on it. but the real key is that this is something that's happening. And even though this isn't a law or there's no legal reason why you have to switch or anything along those lines, there's a lot of really good practical reasons why you'd want to make this switch and why it makes sense to make the switch and why it makes sense to make the switch now. Mainly as we kind of get to be a smaller and smaller world and international transactions become more and more popular, even in the most rural parts of the world in America, you know, all those international cards, like you guys noticed, are all chip cards, and a lot of them just won't work with our current technology. So it's important to make an upgrade so that you can accept them. And just in a general sense, you're, you know, reducing your risk for fraud in your store. It's just one less area that you have to worry about somebody, you know, about any kind of fraud happening. So it's great for that. From a software standpoint, you know, a lot of our focus is on the newer technologies and the newer standards. So when we're making, you know, when we're kind of setting our roadmaps and things along those lines, you know, they always include EMV at this point. So if you want to be on the cutting edge and that's what you're into, then that's EMV is where it's at right now.
Got it. Very good. And Skyler, for more information on EMV, you mentioned that Heartland Payment Systems has some places where people can learn more. Is that on the blog on the Heartland Payment Systems website, or where can people find that?
I can send you guys a link if you want to post it once we're finished. I can track one down and send it to you.
Yeah, that would be great. Why don't you do that, and we'll share it on the all new socialgeekradio.com, which I guess, Deb, we should mention is up and
yes,
running.
Yes, we
now.
Should.
And we'll also post it on the Social Geek Radio Facebook page as well.
Good. I'm not going to let Skylar go yet. I see a question here in the chat, and you may have covered it a little bit, but let's go ahead and ask it again. So the question is, how do I know if I have an EMV card or if the merchant can accept the card that I have? So
that's a great question. You'll know you'll have an EMV card if it has the little chip in it. That's the indicator that your card is an EMV card. So that's really easy to figure out. The harder part is the second half of that question, which is how do you know if a merchant accepts EMV transactions? And realistically, until you try it, you really don't. So there's a lot of devices out there, and there's a lot of different merchants with different technology. So right now what I'm doing whenever I go to a store is whenever I see the slot, I just dip my card in there. And the worst case scenario right now is that the transaction just doesn't work. It doesn't even read it. And I just go to the swipe. Otherwise,
right,
I just did an EMV transaction, and I can feel really cool about that.
Good. And what should a consumer – so, you know, let's say I open up my wallet, I'm looking at my cards, and we're talking about this. I say, oh, my card doesn't have a chip. Should I, as a consumer, be contacting my credit card company and saying, when are you going to be issuing the EMV cards?
That's a great question, too. Most of the card issuers are proactively reaching out to all their customers to issue EMV cards, whether it's a credit card or a debit card. But if you're concerned about it and, you know, the deadline is kind of approaching, it definitely couldn't hurt to call them up and just get a status update on that. And maybe if you really want, if they have you on the bottom of the list, they might bump you up to the top.
Mm. Good tip.
That is a good tip. Very good. Well, why don't you let everybody know how they can reach you, you know, what social platforms you're on, it's the website for Heartland, so that they can reach out if they have any other questions direct for you or your company.
So you can reach me at No Red Candy on Twitter and Instagram and basically everywhere, just No Red Candy. Just my little handle. And Heartland's website is heartlandpaymentsystems.com.
Very good.
And that's our company website. And then for our product, we're PC America, which is the point of sale system, and that's pcamerica.com.
Excellent. And as we said earlier, we'll get all of those links and share them on our site and on the Facebook page as well. So if anybody has any additional questions for Skylar Fox, please reach out to him and throw questions to him like we did tonight. I'm sure he'd be happy to talk about that and also about anything else happening in the musical career and jingle industry. What's shaking on that end, Skylar?
This is my one and only jingle. So,
Well,
maybe we'll have to challenge you to do an update for us in the near future.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, we were going to tell
you. Well, I had a lot of fun doing it, for sure.
Excellent. And I'm glad to see that you still have your lead singer as part of your entourage. So good.
Very good. Well, thank you so much for joining us and for those who were in the chat listening to us tonight. And hope you guys have a great week. And don't forget, you can visit our Facebook page of Social Geek Radio as well as the website. And follow Jack and I and Skylar on Twitter. So on Twitter, I'm Deb CE and Jack is Jack Munson and Skylar is No Red Candy. So send us a tweet and we'll catch you guys next week.
All right. Thanks very much, everybody. Good night.
Good night, Skylar. Thank you.
Good night, guys.
mother.